So we cut back. Astrid, your eyes flutter open. You are still on the roof of the building. Your friends are looking over you, very concerned.
What happened?
You're going to be fine.
Did we get him?
I'm just like, Astrid, how many fingers do you see?
7.
Okay, that's not great.
You're kidding.
I'm going to keep you steady. If you think there's no more Crimson Syndicate, go to the hospital. Let's get a stretcher and get her to the doctor quickly. And so we'll get her over to the hospital.
Astrid, while it's happening, I want you to make a intelligence roll, just a flat intelligence roll.
6.
So as they're like taking you down, you look over and there's just a car there that the syndicate drove in on. And do you want to point that out to anyone in your slurred, barely conscious way?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. You, Squid, make a education computer roll. Your buddy gives you a bonus or something like that. We'll say Nelly gives you a +2.
Okay. Is this a hacking thing? Because I do actually have a +2 for hacking.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do I have that? Oh, there it is. 7.
Okay, that's more than enough. You're pretty sure you can disengage the tracker on the car. So that way they can't follow
it. They can't follow us.
Yeah.
Give me a second. I'll make sure that they can't track us. Then we can use this one.
Okay. You unplug some shit. Make one more computer hacking roll.
Jeez.
Or intelligence or whatever it is.
7.
That's enough.
This is intelligence instead of education?
Yeah, intelligence, yeah.
Ooh. 6.
Oh, wait. No, education's your better one. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Then 7.
You still make it.
Okay.
The tracker is disengaged. So you can just drive back to the ship.
Yeah, let's get you to that cryobirth as fast as possible.
Yep. Do you want to keep the car or do you want to leave it behind?
How would we bring a car?
You have a cargo bay.
I was like, we can put it in the cargo bay.
What does this car look like?
It's like a 4-door sedan.
Does it have bullet holes in it?
No, because it was
we missed.
This is the one that didn't get shot. Okay.
I guess if you think.
Is it a nice car?
What do the tires look like? Is this all terrain or are we going to have a place with roads?
No, it's normal tires.
What kind of miles is on it?
Jesus.
I want that to be in game. She's like,
what's the mileage?
you rest.
Are we positive that this tracker is done?
I don't know if we need a car. You wouldn't steal a car.
You wouldn't steal a car.
You wouldn't download a car. You wouldn't download
Stop all the downloading.
All right. We don't have to take the car.
No, you know, it's just being a jerk.
Okay. I know you want it.
Well, get it, take it.
No.
Take the car.
Commander said no.
We don't need a car. If we're going to get a car, we're going to get a way better freaking car.
Exactly.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yes. We'll get a better land vehicle, but right now we need to worry about getting Astrid into the cryobirth.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, whoever wants to hoist her up into the birth, that's fine. We can do that.
Gross.
Yep.
Why is that gross? It's just the birth. Hoist her up into the birth.
Can we both do it?
It's fine. It's actually kind of at an angle. It's not too hard.
Okay.
Yeah. Any words that you want to say before the cryobirth is sealed up in your delirious state?
I will be reborn again.
You gave her the happy joke.
Right? Yes, so there's not too much to expect. You're going to be out. It's going to feel really quick to you, but it's only going to be a day, and then I'm going to open it up and check on you. You may start to get itchy in some weird places, and that's normal. So I'm going to count back from 10. 9, 8. And it's closed.
You just apply the slow drug and you're just going to be frozen for a day.
Cool.
So during that time, though.
Do I dream?
Yeah. What would Astrid dream?
I'm in the most gorgeously hideous room from the 18, 90s, so extremely vintage and red and green patterned. And I'm in a beautiful dress and I'm cleaning my sniper rifle.
Yes.
A Gauss sniper rifle in the 1890s.
Yeah. In like a Renaissance.
Now, are you by yourself?
I'm by myself.
Okay.
I hear a knock on the door and a man's voice says hello. And then I wake up.
So it is a full 24 hours before you wake up. So the three of you in the meantime. The police come knocking on your door.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, hey guys, you mind telling us why you, what happened there?
Yeah, we had, our friend Squid and Astrid get shot.
I got shot.
So we had to defend ourselves.
I mean, yeah, we saw it from the hospital. So, I mean, we know they attacked you first. We were in the hospital when it all happened. We just didn't have the equipment to deal with that many people. So, sorry it took so long to get that. And we saw the symbol, so we know it's the syndicate's doing on that.
No, we didn't expect them to come in such full force.
Have you encountered them before?
Yes.
Unfortunately. Recount what happened on Horizonth.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, oh, shit.
I didn't think they'd know who we were, though. That's a little disconcerting.
Or where we are.
Agreed.
We have taken out two bounties recently and, you know, not made no impact in the sector.
Hmm. Fair point.
Listen, I mean, there's not much we can offer you here, unfortunately, but... if you can make your way to like a shipyard or something like that, they may be able to like change your ship like code or something. There's none here. You'll have to plot a course to one, but that'd be something I'd recommend doing.
We appreciate the advice. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Did the one who was unconscious recover?
He's at the hospital.
I'd very much like to talk to him.
He's still unconscious. They're fixing him up. Your friend did quite the number on him.
He deserved it. To be frank,
I'm on the clock. I can't give my opinion.
But, am I still in the?
You're
berth?
You're an Astrid.
You're dreaming about
full
being
Han Solo.
Yeah.
Can I giggle? Because I'm dreaming, but it sounds like I'm.
No, you are frozen solid. Currently. Oh, sounds like. Yeah, I mean, if you want to, I mean, he won't stop you from going to the hospital to talk to this guy. He's just not awake yet, but I mean, he might wake up at some point. Let's see. If you want to go to the hospital, if you want to sit by this guy's bedside for the next 6 hours, that's what it's going to take for before he wakes up. So.
Anybody got anything better to do?
I would just be on the ship with Astrid. So if you two want to stay back, can you?
Yeah, I'll come with you.
Okay.
I mean, also Vasquez is on the ship.
Yeah, Vasquez is
and Remy.
Okay, but I'm the only medical person, so I'm staying with the cryo.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah,
but she's with me to protect me.
Cool. All right, let's head to this hospital.
Sure.
So it's the same hospital you guys have been at. So Timothy's woken up. You can hear him yelling incoherent things.
Oh, gross.
We have to figure out what was his deal. Did Nelly come back with the analysis of the victims?
Yeah, he's just some dude that just fucking went bonkers. Like, that's it. That's all he was.
That's sad.
Okay. Yes, his middle name was Red and his last name was Herring.
Wow.
I thought maybe he was being employed as an assassin by the syndicate.
Red Herring.
But just a screw loose. That's all right.
Yep.
Well... Yeah, we wait. I think we're waiting patiently for this guy to wake up.
You can see that Squid has brought his pistol with him.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a couple times where he's like looking at this guy and is like, puts his hand on the pistol. Doesn't draw it, but just, yeah, he's pissed.
While the 6 hour wait is going on, Aster, while you are making sure the cryo berth and all that stuff stays, you know, active and all those good fun things it needs to be. You would have taken like all of Astrid's like main gear off, like her electronics and equipment and everything else. her phone starts to ring.
Oh, okay. What does it say on the cover of the phone?
Would you have given Raoul a special contact information?
What does he save?
Special contact information.
Like a name.
What does
like,
he saved know, as?
Does it say
yeah, what's he saved as in your phone?
Oh, no. Don't do this. I want to say, because his last name is Panther, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
It can just be Raoul Panther. It doesn't have to be anything Panther. Goofy.
Yeah, it's like the cat emoji and then the two heart yes. emoji and it says Panthe.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh god.
I love the image too, because this is a woman that just killed like 12 people on her own.
Oh my god.
No, and she's in like a, you know, Ripley yeah. tank top and like
and she's got a
inside the
scar.
Cryo birth, like cool loose cards.
Yeah.
You can swear you hear her teeheeing, but it's weird. She's frozen.
All right, I shall pick up her phone and put it to my ear and go, "Hello, you've reached Astrid's phone."
Aster? Where's Astrid at?
I'm looking at her right now in the cryo birth. We have been through it today.
What happened?
And I will recount to him the harrowing events of the day in clinical fashion.
And then you have an... And yeah, so that's basically what you're going to be doing in the next 5 hours is talking and to Raoul. Yeah.
No, it's really... It's lower your voice. It is fine. And just,
you know. Lower your voice.
So 6 hours go by. And yeah, this dude does wake up quite groggily, of course. And he sees the two of you threateningly standing over him. Just the air is threatening to him at this point. He tries to like back up, but he can't because he's restrained too. Mm-hmm. He's like, "What?" Like, ah, and he actually just kind of deflates and he's like, "If you're gonna kill me, just fucking do it."
I walk over to the door and I close it. And I put the shade down, and then I just look over at Squid and I nod.
Nod back and lean in. But where's the fun in that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Some bad cop, bad cop. Yeah.
All the good cops are at lunch today.
You're going to tell us why you attacked us, who sent you, and where we can find them. And then we'll consider how we kill you.
Make an intelligence persuade check.
Okay. 7.
You know, that's enough. He's not gonna. He starts to divulge. Basically, part of it is because there's a tracker. There's a ship registry. They were able to kind of figure that. They saw the bounty success you had on Novarian or wherever that planet was called mm-hmm. that you guys did the one bounty. So they kind of saw that. They saw your faces. They saw the ship specifically. So Kyle actually erased the ship's original information and mm-hmm. stuff and put new ones in there. But the Cosmic Orca is a unique ship. So right. when someone saw it, they recognized the vessel. But he will not tell you who sent them specifically to find you guys. So if someone else wants to try to persuade him, be my guest.
Why are you part of the Crimson Syndicate?
It's all I've ever known. Been there since I was a child.
Do you like it?
I mean, most of the time it's okay. Right now it's not, but you know.
We can help you get a better life. A life not of crime.
And how do we do that?
We know lots of people. Have you heard of the Skyhammer?
I mean, I've heard of it. It's a big shopping mall in space.
It's more than a shopping mall.
It's like the idea that Squid's laughing.
Heavily
in
armed
the room.
Shopping mall.
It's a heavily armed shopping mall. You seem like a very talented person. we can get you a spot on their crew, Skyhammer crew. But we just need to be stopped. We just need to be not followed by the Crimson Syndicate anymore.
Well, I can't do anything to stop that. I'm not. I'm just a grunt.
Well, any information you can help us to get off their radar would be extremely helpful.
Make an intelligence persuade check.
Could I argue I'm being very diplomatic?
You do have diplomacy.
Yeah. Do diplomacy and intelligence.
This is a diplomatic thing you were asking.
7.
He won't divulge the who yet, but he is thinking about taking the offer. But he's not sure.
Okay. What's your position at Crimson Syndicate?
I'm an enforcer. That's it. Like, I go out and I enforce. I kill people. Like, that's what I do.
Wouldn't you rather command and strategize? Have your own team than be just some pawn in a game?
Yeah, there are perks just being the guy on the ground floor sometimes. It's kind of nice not having to do any of that.
Well, great.
What if we could get you a really big fuck-off gun?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We want to work with you, but I need you to work with us. Let's try something different. You said you were looking for our ship, tracking that?
Yeah, just the image of it, yeah.
Are you interested in us or the ship itself?
Make a persuade intelligence roll.
That's a little better. 9.
Well, the boss said he needed what was in the ship.
Did he say what?
The information.
Interesting. Oh. Are you familiar with a company called Biotech?
He kind of like does that like kind of thing. You know, where it's like someone like tells you the secret that you thought was a secret and it's not a secret anymore. And it's like, yeah. Yeah.
So draw the dotted line for me. How are they connected?
I don't know anything specific. I just know that my boss got word from Sinclair and that was all I really knew. And that we had to go get the drives off the ship and to take you guys out along the way.
See. Come.
Is there anything else?
That's all I know.
All right, I take Squid outside. Of the door.
We'll leave the door open, right, though. I want to keep my eyes on him.
Yeah. Okay, so they're looking for the ship, and they need the drives we're currently downloading.
Yep. Something on there that they don't want being seen, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe somehow connected to this zombie thing?
Yep. Well, I don't think we need him for anything else. I mean, that's...
No, we don't need him.
I look back and I smile.
No,
I'm not kidding.
No, yeah, I don't think we need to kill him.
No,
he's gonna get arrested by these cops.
Yeah. He's going away. Okay. Look. The syndicate doesn't seem like the group that would like to leave loose ends anyways.
Yeah, good point. Okay. Should we just head back?
I'm okay with that.
Cool.
You're not going to say anything to you. You're just going to leave him.
I was going to ask, do you want to see if we could put him on the Skyhammer?
We switched it. It's the gun. How about you just give your buddy Ty his name?
I really don't want Yancey getting mixed up with him.
That's fine.
He is... He's a friend. I could easily see him, given the proper financial motivation, not being a friend anymore. I don't want that.
I got you. No problem. I go back in there. I give him 8,000 credits.
Okay. I'm like, he takes it and he's like, this will be great to use when I get out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for helping us. And please remember the mercy we brought to you today.
He just nods.
I do the, like, point of my eyes, point at him thing as I walk out.
Be seeing you.
Cool. And we head back to the ship.
Yep.
And so great. Then we put her in the cryo berth, and that's where she is now as I finish my conversation with Raoul. And I, while doing it, I've just been doodling in the frost above her head. And she that's has so a pair funny. Of glasses, a mustache, a little heart on her. It's just on the frost.
So, yeah, if you guys want
to... While you're on the phone? Is that what's... Okay.
Yes.
Do you send him a picture of it?
No, then I sat in the chair with my feet up against the wall for 30 minutes.
It's just a 6-hour long conversation.
Checked on Andy.
No, I don't check on Andy.
Okay. I'm the only one who cares about Andy.
So you guys are back on the ship. The whole crew is present. If you guys want...
We recount everything that happened. Yep. Let them know. Like, there's some insane information on this ship that they're looking for. And that we should probably change the codes so we're harder to find. Or ship codes. Where's the nearest shipyard? Do we know?
There's one a couple parsecs away, and it still takes you on the path towards the supposed Crimson Syndicate hideout, which, since you have that jump to drive, you're probably going to get there pretty soon, actually.
Good.
Because you're doubling your distance, so... I forget how many parsecs I said it was originally, but you also had the huge jump from the Skyhammer and the Thunder Halls. So you're probably only 3 jumps away now.
Okay.
So there will be one on the way. And there are, you don't have to always go the full 2. You can always dial it back if you need to. So.
Okay. Well, should we get off this rock?
Oh, the sooner the better.
Okay. So.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Didn't Astrid say she wanted to go?
Oh, she wanted to go shopping for more stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she wakes
it
up,
it was just to get a Gauss pistol, wasn't it?
It was to change.
Yeah, I don't want my auto pistol.
You guys can do that for her.
Oh, yeah, we did it on the way home.
Yeah.
There we go.
So you said bye to Ty.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So you can switch it over to a Gauss pistol on your character sheet now.
Cool. And, I don't tell Yancey anything about what happened.
You
like,
don't have to.
I come back and I'm favoring my shoulders all bandaged up, and I say nothing about it.
And he doesn't ask.
Yeah, exactly.
And over the weekend jump, we get to reset our endurance, right?
Yes.
Okay. If anyone wants to be present when we do our Astrid unboxing, they may be.
Yes.
She'll be a little drunk when I first open it up.
We'll all clap.
Oh, yeah, so let's here we go now. We'll organize flanking the medical bay.
You guys can. So, yeah, the cryobirth, she thaws out inside the cryobirth before the door opens. And, yeah, you come back to consciousness. You feel fine. The happy drugs are gone. And, yeah, your friends, and they're all around you.
Happy slow rebirthday.
Clap. Happy rebirthday.
Hello. Is it tea time?
It can be.
Tea time, yeah.
I don't know what AI Fieri's got cooking, so whatever we have today is what we have.
I'm sure we can get some tea from Bart.
Hot tea sounds nice.
Well, he actually themed it because he knew you were frozen.
Of course he did.
Oh, my God.
All right, Max, you just stay in this wheelchair. I'll wheel you out into the mess hall.
Well,
I'm trying to get out of the wheelchair.
So for an appetizer, because I specifically asked it for a winter dinner.
Winter dinner.
A roasted butternut squash soup is your starter. It's your appetizer.
All right.
Braised. So you have 2 main course options. You have braised short ribs is your main course. Your vegetarian choice is a wild mushroom risotto.
Oh, damn.
I love how there's always a vegetarian option.
Yeah. Your sides, you can pick between garlic herb roasted potatoes or honey glazed carrots.
Why do you have to choose?
You can have a bit of both.
I'm having both.
Okay. Then
it's my birth.
You also get a salad, which is a winter citrus salad, which is mixed greens tossed with segments of oranges, grapefruits, and pomegranate seeds, drizzled with a citrus vinaigrette.
That's a lot of phenomenal.
That's a bit sour. I mean, I like sour, but I love sour.
And your dessert is an apple crisp served with ice cream on the side. And your beverages has been mulled wine or spiced apple cider.
Oof. Oh, I'm on that boat. Cider.
Yeah, so that's your dinner. That's your
AI Fury does it again.
Seriously. Mm, mulled wine.
Isn't there a holiday on Earth, not in a country on Earth, that has a meal like this once a year?
There is. There is.
Does this remind you of home?
Well, that's for the Christian folk.
Oh, we've heard about this.
The ancient, ancient religions.
That holiday is for the white man.
Did AI Fieri say that?
No. yeah, you guys are in jump space. Do you feel Astrid in on your phone call, your conversation?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I ask.
No, well, you'll see the call.
Did Raul ask about me?
We talked
this call
for
was 6 years.
We spoke at length. He really wanted to know every detail. Honestly, you know, we didn't really know how he felt. And I think there's a lot of feelings there on his end, too.
Did you tell him how cool I was?
Oh, yeah. No. In every detail.
Yes, frozen joke.
How cold I was?
How
I took the bullet like a champ.
No, and how you
quickly didn't pass out
like,
immediately.
You were blowing up heads like watermelons on that street. Just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, did y'all see me?
We saw you.
You did great.
You saved the day.
You're really the reason we're all still here.
Wow.
Actually.
Well, actually, Aster is the reason I'm still here.
And we just stabilized.
Get a little social.
Group hug.
All right, enough of that bullshit.
There's been a lot of feels today for our little group.
It's been.
It is.
You guys are up to 4 XP, by the way. I forgot to mention that. So.
Where do we?
Just put it.
I'm just writing it,
down.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah, there's no spot for XP on the character sheet, so this is a thing I made up mostly. So basically you're just going to recover for a couple more days and finally you'll be back to normal like in a day. But yeah, jump space as always is very, very boring and just how it is. So you guys come out of jump space. You hit up a gas giant, scoop up the gas so you can get the fuel processing.
Mm-hmm.
You make your way to the shipyard. It is a naval-based shipyard, so there's like a Navy presence there. But but there's not like a ton that's happening there. Also, you notice that the robot half that Kyle gave you a very long time ago.
Yeah.
Just with all this stuff going on, he just didn't think to look at it. He has legs now.
What?
He's just missing a brain.
Where did those legs come from?
There's a note tucked in. Tucked in where like this joint is, if someone wants to look at the piece of paper.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it just says on there, it's like a little something extra, RP.
RP.
How Raul did this get on here?
Raul Panther? Raul.
I don't know anything about it.
Needs a brain.
Only I thought RP it was that we know.
I thought it was Aurelius potentially at first, but he said he wouldn't be back, so.
Right. RP. That has to be Raul, right?
It has to be.
I mean, yeah,
can I inspect the handwriting?
Yeah, it's his handwriting.
Okay, it's his handwriting.
Okay. Needs a brain.
Yep. And it'll be a perfectly fine working robot.
Ooh.
I can get it a brain. Can I make it? Can I design it a brain? Can I just?
What skills do you have?
I think. I'm guessing it'd be computer.
Computers to design it. Yeah.
I have computer at 1. I think. I missed
something. Can you say it again? You shut the fuck up.
What did we say?
Computers. Oh, you said it's computer. Wake word. Okay. Oh, it's my bad. Listening right now. All right, it's done now.
So the only thing is, like, the computer I actually have is only tech level 5. So at some point I need to upgrade that. But I feel like if I did do that, I might be able to. That would be what I would say.
I could say, go ahead. You can use the ship's computer for this.
Okay.
So make that computer education roll. Okay.
8.
Okay. And we're going to say Nelly gave you a +2 bonus to that. Sam, you just need to get the components to make it, but you can design one, no problem. And then Kalen would have to be the one to actually physically put the components together.
You got it.
But you could probably get that at the Naval Shipyard, in all honesty.
Yeah, if we find the parts here, I can craft it up as long as you can install it.
You got it.
So, yeah, you guys pull up. They send you to a docking bay, and a mechanic comes up as you guys exit the ship. He's like, so you need a ship registry number, huh?
Yes, please.
Easy Brand enough. New. That'll cost 5,000 credits.
Done.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's looking at the ship. He's like, this Kyle's handiwork.
Huh, you're familiar with him.
Wow. It is.
Cool. I like that guy.
Same.
He does good work. Gets real quirky products in, but the work he does is good.
We're familiar.
So, yeah. I mean, it's going to take like a day to get that processed, so your registry number will change, but it'll get updated, you know, in due time.
Thank you very much. Do you have any computer hardware parts stores around?
Yeah, there's a couple you can choose from. As you guys are walking, so Squid, you're heading that way. Kalen, you're going to head that way. What are the two remaining? What are the asses doing?
Wow.
That's never going away.
Wow. The asses.
It's because we have the perkiest tushies on the ship.
Yes. What are we doing?
I mean, I was kind of wanting to just, I'm feeling a little lame. I think I was going to work on my succulents on the ship, honestly. I got the hydroponics profession now.
That's your thing, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to try to like hybrid them. I mean, I have some ultimate longer term goals that I want to play with some genetics and some succulents. But first, I'm just trying to get them to last.
I do a fair amount of bothering Aster in the lab as I do, but I'm feeling a little atrophied from the chiroburrow, so I think I'm going to do a little workout, do a little strength training.
Do we have a gym on the ship?
Yeah, you have like workout equipment and stuff.
I'm sure Vasquez could make a little plan, like a little rehab.
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
That's what she's been doing this whole time.
Yeah. A little PT with Vasquez.
Deadlifting her minigun.
Yeah.
Be effective.
Right.
So, Squid, you're making your way to the computer store. Kalen, on your way there, you get stopped by an officer.
Oh.
Commander Vess. You don't recognize this guy.
Hello.
It's like, I believe, oh God, it's been a while. It was like 3 months ago. I think we sent out a card for you.
You have?
Card.
Like a gift card kind of thing? Like a voucher?
Oh, yes.
You got a gift card?
My Traveler Aid Club, is it?
Not that. You got another item.
Ship Shop?
I thought he used it
card
to buy a cloth jacket.
Card for combat armor.
The card for the combat armor?
Yeah.
You're in a naval facility. You can redeem the card now.
Oh. Oh, my God. And my wallet, it's destroyed and crumpled. Card
it's
for
fine.
Combat armor. Yes.
All right, so the way this is going to work, let me pull it up real quick. It's not going to be like the best of the combat armors, but now one thing about combat armor, this is probably going to determine how you're going to spend your experience points coming up here. You do have to have some vac suit skill in order to use it correctly.
Okay, I've got it at 0.
Oh, then never mind. This will be fine then. Look at the armor in here. Right at the beginning. Let's see. All the things I do to make life more difficult for me down the line. Like I was saying earlier, past Alex really likes to fuck over present Alex. Oop, that's too zoomed in. Okay. Do, do, do. Doodle-a-doodle-a-doo. Okay. So, shit, that's still not it. That's battle dress. That's not what you're getting. Combat armor. Great. So you are going to get a improved combat armor. Because you only need a vac suit zero to make it work. Now you can only wear the combat armor. You can't layer the armor this time because of just how it's designed. But when you have the combat armor on, your protection will be 17.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
And yes, you can double up the shield with that, though. You just can't have your other armor on underneath it.
Can I paint it? Can I
customize it? Yeah.
Yeah, I need it to match my jacket.
Yeah, that's fine. You can they'll powder coat that up for you right now.
Wow.
They'll make it match your clothing.
This is worth 88,000 credits.
Jeez.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Squid, you find all the parts you need.
Perfect.
So you guys can go back to the ship with all the parts and your new combat armor.
Excellent.
I'll walk out the store with this.
It also weighs 16 kilograms.
It's heavy. That's why you can't layer
anything. How am I able to? Is it like powered, like a mech suit or something?
Like a little. There's no strength requirement, I think.
Okay, for it. As long as that, yeah. Damn, 16 kilos is kind of nuts.
While we're there, what tech level computer is on the ship? Like, not my portable one.
That's a great question.
You know, I never wrote that down. So I'm just going to assume it's like a 12.
Okay.
So more than enough.
Yeah, we're good. Then.
So, yeah. So you've got the components. So what I will need, because you don't have a mechanic, right, Squid?
I don't, but I know that you can buy softwares for certain things.
Yeah.
Can I get some mechanic software?
That's what it looks like.
Oh.
Software packages.
We're in Central Supply Catalog, oh, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 100 credits for tech level 8 mechanic skill package. There's also a gambler skill package for the computer. I don't think we'll need.
Probably not. Yeah. Yeah, they'll have that here. That's a pretty normal thing to get, so.
Can I also buy a science skill package that could aid Aster?
Sure. Just pick the specialty he would need.
What would specialty would you want for a...
What do they do?
It can give you... It can replicate a skill, so if you have a science that you want to add, I can buy software that you can use to do that specific skill.
I've already used all three of my science skills.
Why not another?
Can I have a fourth?
Yeah. Well, it's a computer program. It's not right. Like a...
It's not like you personally doing it. The computer would run what you need it to run.
Okay.
So it'd probably be more so for diagnostics than actual experimentation.
Let me look at the different science subspecialties.
Sure. Yeah, but yeah, you can get that stuff, so... If you want to get it at a tech level 10, it would cost you 10,000 credits.
That is not what the thing says.
Well, there's a table up above.
Oh, gotcha.
To update it, to use more bandwidth.
Gotcha.
Oh my God.
So, but whoever wants to make that mechanic roll.
I've got one in mechanic.
So, yeah, he's a little bit your baby. I think you'd want to do the mechanic role anyway. That's fair. So go ahead. Yeah. Better education or intelligence plus your mechanic.
10.
That's enough. It's more than enough, actually. Yeah, you are able to, the brain is complete. One thing, though, is you are not 100% sure what the personality is going to be.
Oh, okay. That's dangerous, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Is anyone else?
Because there's probably other subroutines in it that like the brain's going to activate, so you're just not entirely sure what it's going to do.
Is anyone else in the room?
It's just you and the robot right now.
Okay. That's how I feel safe about this if I don't know the personality. But I make that last little wire clip and flip the switch.
Okay. Nothing happens for a second, but then the power supply kind of comes to life. the head kind of whirs a bit and two little, like, little slit eyes, like they're like little vertical slits for eyeballs. And it goes, statement, I seem to be awake.
You are. Welcome.
Query, where am I?
You are on the ship, the Cosmic Orca.
Statement, that is an interesting name for a ship.
Well, we are an interesting crew. What is your name?
Confused response, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, we're going to have to find you a name. I don't know what to name you right now. That's a bummer.
Regular response. I can imagine coming up with the names on the spot's pretty difficult.
Touche.
Tell you what, for now, let's call you Cosmo.
Irritated reply. I don't like that name.
Irritated reply.
Interesting.
Statement, beggars can't be choosers.
Pouted reply. You have a point.
Welcome to the world, Cosmo. Let's introduce you to the crew. Can you walk?
Yeah, he's been kind of walking around a little bit on his own right now. So
look at this.
Nice.
Crew, check out Cosmo.
What does he look like?
I'm actually pulling it up right now.
How tall is it?
About to tell you right now, too.
Michael Jackson's outside.
Right? It's about 6 feet tall. It's about 2 meters tall.
Oh, my.
Good night.
So, and then it looks like this.
Okay. Sweet.
Very humanoid. Awesome.
So I was going to like, I crouch down to say hi to it, but I don't.
You looked up to say hi to it. Yeah.
it's not R2.
I know, like,
no, it's not an R2-D2.
It's a C-3PO.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I feel like I need to like bow like in respect.
What?
I don't know. Not like bow down to it, but like, hello. If it's like C-3PO, it's very polite.
You're just looking around at everyone. Statement. This is quite the crew.
Yes, it is. Now, let's take you to the bridge. I think that'd be a perfect spot for you on the ship. Do we agree? Maybe?
Seems fine.
Works for me.
Response. I can certainly go to the bridge, but I don't know if I can do anything on the bridge yet. My subroutines are still activating.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's maybe wait and figure out what you're good at. What are you good at?
What do we want Cosmo to do?
Response, I don't know.
What do you want him to do?
I don't know. I kind of just like him on the ship. This is great.
Yeah,
he could. Figure it out.
But we'll figure it out, yeah. And are you able to diagnose if one of your submarines is, you know, weapons usage?
Response, I'll be able to figure that out in due time.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't realize he was so big. I thought he was a cute little remote robot.
Me too.
This is a person.
This is a whole person.
Yeah, well, now we have someone always with the ship at all times, right? Don't think we want to take him out to the battlefield.
That's probably fair.
Know.
Or it could be helpful. Depends on what his subroutines are. What did you install something in him, Squid?
Just a personality. The subroutines are already there.
Okay.
So whatever he's running, that was already on board.
Think I could message Kyle?
You can. It might be a while before you get a response.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell him I got his robot working. Where'd you find him? And what's he good at? Then I send that out to the world.
So while you guys are flying back to get to jump space territory, you do get a response back from Kyle. He says he found it in a scrapyard.
Okay.
Near Oriasynth, and just picked him up and kept him because cool. He just could do that. He has no idea what he only found half of it. So he doesn't never really entirely sure what it did. He just gave the half to you guys because he didn't want it anymore. So
excellent.
And then you guys hit up jump space again. You're heading off to the next location. And as you're in jump space, the droid proceeds to say, "Realization, I have learned what one of my subroutines is."
Well, tell us, Cosmo, what is it?
Kill the meat bags.
Excuse me?
Don't love this.
What?
Response, not you. You're not the meat bags. So you are meat bags.
You're a meat bag.
Elaborate.
That's just what the subroutine is called.
And what's the function of this subroutine?
Kill the meat bags.
Do you see specific. A meat bag?
He doesn't know.
Response. The four of you do not, the six of you do not register as meat bags.
What's the methodology the subroutine uses to enact this function?
Answer. Whatever my owner tells me is the target.
Oh. Using brute force, armed combat.
Response, whatever means are necessary.
Excellent.
And by owner, you mean me, correct?
Answer, you are the one who currently has activated me, yes.
Oh. Wow, a killer robot.
Gotcha. Cosmo, we're going to be great friends.
Response, I have also learned what my name is.
Oh, what's your name?
It's HK-13.
HK-13.
Yes.
All right, HK-13. Can I call you HK?
Yes.
Well, when we find meat bags, we'll let you know.
Elated response. That's fantastic news.
This guy's great.
Right?
Oh, HK. Okay. Well, we're on our way to find meat bags right now. Meat bag number one is William Sinclair.
Response. That name does not elicit any emotion from me.
Okay.
Nelly can catch you up to speed on him.
Sometimes and you see the eyes just kind of turn off while Nelly's inside his brain.
Oh, right. I was like, sometimes it's better not to kill meat bags, just to detain meat bags, but we'll work on the language.
Yeah, some routines can be modified.
That's true, yeah.
It just seems a little extreme. I don't know. I'm a little cautious about this.
We could just put in, you know, condition parameters.
How long have we had HK now? Has it been overnight?
We'll say it's coming up on the first night.
Because I'm like,
he's still
cautious about. Nervous.
You know, what if at 2 a.m. and you head to the restroom and he's just in the hallway, just standing there with his little lights on? I don't know. I don't like it. I've seen too many old movies where the robot on the spaceship is not what he seems.
You know,
a killer robot.
I don't think he's 2001, though. I've got a good feeling about HK.
All right.
Okay. So as long as, Kaylin, you're cool with all of us, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
We got you that sweet jacket. And by we, I mean we.
We all did that. Yes.
Can I do this? Is HK still responsive while Nelly's talking to it?
He's awake again.
Okay. HK?
Yes.
The crew of the Cosmic Orca can never, ever be meatbags. No matter who or what tells you that.
He looks at all of you, Rami and Vasquez included, and says, "Noted."
See, we're safe.
Perfect. Great.
I feel
goes
so
to
good.
My room and locks the door.
Also, Nelly told me I didn't need to say what my emotions were every time I talked. So,
very true.
Oh, thank you, Nelly. No,
Nelly's not wrong.
But how will we know how you're feeling?
I can resume if you want.
Do you know how to add inflection to your voice?
Oh, yeah, I know how to do that.
Oh, my gosh, look at that.
There you go, then you can just show us your emotion, not tell us. That's growth.
Oh, my gosh. Do you need, like, time to charge or, like, sleep?
Response, no, I don't. But Not right now, anyway, but I mean, it seems we're in jump space, so I should be fine for a while. Are there guns on this ship?
Why do you need to know that, HK?
So I can defend the crew of the Cosmic Orca.
Then yes. Mm.
There is. We'll get you better ones in the future, but right now, and I take out my old auto pistol, I give him the auto pistol.
All right.
He takes it perfect trigger discipline, you know.
One thought I have, Captain, is in my study of animals, it's important, and not that he's an animal per se, but I'm just saying, it's important, especially animals in captivity, really require enrichment, that I would consider giving HK activities, duties, just to keep his systems occupied, keep them growing and interested, because if it's stagnant, I worry what the subroutines will do on their own.
I completely agree.
You do see a spot open up on HK's leg that is a holster, and he just sticks the gun in there, and then it closes back up around it.
That's neat.
This is so cool. Do any of your subroutines have ship management or diagnostics?
Response, no.
Mm-hmm.
He's a killbot.
He seems to be just a killbot.
He is a killbot.
The scientist is correct. I am designed to kill. That is all I really know how to do.
Can subroutines be taught to you?
They can be if they weren't blocked. Or locked.
You've got locked subroutines, like you can't accept anymore?
Correct. I am given knowledge on how to kill many, 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 many things.
Okay. While we're on the ship, I take him to the door, like the main hall door.
Like the airlock? Your ship's open air. You don't have right, like the a
two-stage
main door.
Airlock.
Yeah. Just remain a sentry. And then when we leave, same thing, just sentry. And it's unless it's one of us or we radio in and tell you the specific name of a person, you cannot let them on the ship.
That is understood.
And then is he just standing still looking out the airlock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he just says thinking.
About?
Current amount of kills, 1,179,862.
Oh.
You've been around a long time.
You've killed over 1,000,000 people.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Hmm.
But you are currently being occupied by being a sentry on our ship, correct?
Yes.
Boom. Is that okay?
HK, does that make you feel a little previous bit? Owners?
Current information unknown.
Ah.
It's worth a shot.
Would you mind if we ran further diagnostics about your unknown memory while you're a sentry?
I do mind at this point in time.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's not touch that. Okay.
Robot's getting awfully willful. What? I didn't say that out loud.
Getting awfully willful over there.
He has opinions all of a sudden. A minute ago, he was voicing his emotions out loud. It's not disconcerting at all.
Well, look, we've registered his anatomy. We trust Kyle, right?
I don't think Kyle knew what he was, but...
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
It's curious.
Are we out of earshot of HK now?
Yeah, you can be.
All right, let's get out of earshot. Didn't you get electromagnetic grenades?
That's a fail safe.
No, I thought that you had got them in your...
I just got incendiary.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
Oh. That's okay.
Can we have your guy ship them to us?
I can ask. He doesn't typically operate that way, but I can ask.
Even though he's scary, I don't think we have anything to worry about right now in this point in time, but we should find ourselves.
It's a lot of kills.
It is a, yeah.
This is a closed area. Close space.
He made it abundantly clear we're not meat bags.
No, it's true.
For now, we're not.
I don't know why we need him, though.
I guess we're going to get into some trouble with some meat bags soon.
If we're trapped somewhere and he can come and grab us, he can walk through zombies and not get infected.
But what if one of us gets infected and then we're not a meat bag? He can't stop us.
Maybe the meat bags are the zombies. Maybe that's what meat bags are.
Maybe.
Oh, you're right. A million zombies is, I don't know. Well, we're on jump and he's on the ship right now. Like,
it's fine.
There's nothing we can do about it at this point.
That's true.
Y'all can sleep in my room if you want.
But we'll find more fail-safe measures just in case HK chooses to not be as chill.
I can work on seeing if I can patch him to add additional memory for space for more subroutines and maybe even layers to the directive you gave him so that we have fail-safes.
Sure, that would be excellent. I'll work on that with you.
Okay.
We'll make sure he's fine.
I think that's a good place to go.
Okay.
Good direction.
Okay. So, what else do you want to do during your week of jump space?
Oh, I did spend 40,000 credits.
Okay.
To add science, sophontology. The study of intelligent living creatures.
Okay.
As a software package. And then engineering power.
Okay.
And those are both at 2.
Okay.
Skill level 2.
Cool.
Nice.
All right. Anything else you guys want to do in jump space? Y'all just keeping a wide berth from HK. I feel
like
the
first 2 days of jump space are very like very little anxious. Walking on eggshells, a little bit of a.
HK doesn't move from his post.
He's just always standing there by the door. I don't know. It's just...
Say hey to him a couple times.
He says, hello, Astrid.
How's it going?
It's going well. Do you require assistance killing meat bags?
I haven't seen a meat bag. Just checking in on ya.
All right. Let me know when you need assistance killing meat bags.
Have a good one. I do that a few times.
Would you prefer if I said a different term?
Than meatbag?
Yes.
Did you get a description of what a meatbag might be?
Well, the other alternative term is target.
I think target feels better.
Can you describe any of your previous targets?
No.
Yeah, I think target feels better to us.
I have expected them to say dead.
That's fair.
All right, then. Well, Astrid, do you need any assistance in killing targets?
No. Okay. Not at this time.
Well, let me know when you need assistance killing the targets.
Will do. Then I guess I just continue training with Vasquez.
Nice.
And having girls' mates. Everyone's toes are green.
So you guys come out of jump space. There's just another... planet, but as you guys are pulling up, you see there is a distress beacon going off currently. And mind you, you are one jump away from getting into Crimson Syndicate territory. So this planet is currently going under some form of duress. Someone with sensors, make a sensor roll, please. Intelligent sensors. Anyone with it can do it.
I have sensors.
You got sensors?
I do. Anybody else? I'm at zero, so if somebody is better.
Anyone who has it can roll it.
Okay.
I'll limit it to one person.
I don't have sensors.
I don't have sensors either.
Nope, only squid.
You said it's intelligence?
Yes.
That's only a 6.
That's enough. The SOS just says bioweapon attack.
That's what I figured.
Great. Oh, boy.
This could be a perfect chance to test HK. We could just drop him on the little planet and be like, kill a million people and meatbags.
We don't want the targets, the meatbags to include civilians.
Yes, I wonder if we could train him to see a shambling target.
Yeah, we have to figure out how to...
He wanders up to the bridge because he hears the alert noise going on.
Sure.
Like, do you require assistance with killing the targets?
Potentially, how do you identify targets?
Give me a description of the target.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
We don't have a description yet, so let's wait till we know what we're working with.
That's fair. Okay. Should we answer this distress beacon?
Well, it's automated, so there's no one's going to answer. So
it's just like follow what I meant.
It's like the buoy that we would have left. Yeah. It's like, hey, biotech.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it leads you to a city. You know, like an actual city, not just like the colony kind of thing. So it's a full blown city.
Any activity as we fly in?
A lot of zombies.
Okay. Hey, HK?
Yes.
Do you see how those humanoids are acting very different and erratic than we are?
I do.
Are you able to tell the difference between us?
Yes.
The ones on the surface that act erratic with the decaying, they've got decaying flesh, right?
Do we have a sample, right?
You have a blood sample from a tyrant, but...
We don't have anything from the zombies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are targets.
Understood. Deploying. And he walks over. You guys have entered the atmosphere. He walks over to the airlock, opens the door, and just jumps out.
Of course he does.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
We just got him.
You see little thrusters on his legs as he just kind of...
All right, let's pop some popcorn.
We just gave him an auto pistol.
It would have been great to kind of tell him to keep close while we investigate.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say go kill them now.
That's true.
I just said those are targets.
Very true.
I didn't...
Honestly, we could leave this planet and he could stay.
HK, come back.
Oh, no, HK.
Is he connected to our ship's radio?
No. He is. I take it back. Gone. He is. I thought you were going to say something else. I was like, no, he's connected to the radio.
Comms. Okay.
Comms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
What?
I was going to just let him go.
HK. Okay.
You said he could identify the difference.
Right. Can you clear a landing area for us and maintain it target free?
In progress.
Excellent.
And you hear through the communications, you hear the sound of gunfire going off.
He doesn't have infinite ammo, so that would be interesting.
We could give him one.
Do we see what's going on?
Once you get closer, you do see like the report from the gun like going off. Eventually, the report stops because he does run out of ammunition, and he is just going into melee combat with these things.
Yes.
And is he just literally mowing them down?
He's taking some time, but they're trying to like bite him, but these ones are all dead, so they don't really do too much to him.
Oh,
we need to get down there and help him.
I mean, I don't think he needs it. He looks fine.
You throw a grenade down there.
No. I want to see that. I want to watch him work.
We're testing his capabilities.
Yes, we're testing. Yes.
Eventually, he somehow makes his way over to a deceased Marine and picks up their laser carbine and then just plugs it into himself and then just starts just going to town.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So
he can do that.
Energy weapons. He can plug on this guns. Planet.
He'd say from a Marine. Marines can use energy weapons.
Yeah.
In the military.
What's scarier is that he now just picked one up.
I mean, yeah, that's terrifying.
He's a one man.
And he's wading his way into the city at this point. He's
like, HK, return. We need you to maintain the perimeter.
Currently establishing perimeter.
Holy
HK,
God.
How wide of a perimeter are you establishing?
City.
City.
Oh, Jesus. Well, is our landing area clear?
Yeah, it's clear.
HK, can you maintain a 500-meter perimeter?
Readjusting parameters.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we gotta program this motherfucker. All right.
Very little. HK, barely.
Astra, can you land us down there?
Yeah.